This is not a normal episode. This is what happens when you're working on a baby schedule. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us, brotalklive.com. We're always on the mark. It's your man Jason, all alone here. Now, season 6 of Bro Talk jumps off in a few weeks, and it's going to be a blast. But when, might you ask? Well, I'm in the process of watching my wife have a baby. Like, the due date is literally today. So for the next couple of weeks, we'll be playing some of our best of moments from last week. Q&A was off the chains thanks to you guys, and some of the questions and scenarios that you all had were, let's just say, spectacular. Like this one, about a little girl who wants to be a model but may need some help. Check it out.
Prepare to gag.
Prepare to gag. Dex, get ready.
My 15-year-old niece is tiny and has a big nose. Let that sink in. She's into beauty pageants, and while she's won some, the next level may require some minor cosmetic surgery. Some girls get cosmetic surgery early, and it can boost self-confidence in a critical stage, like high school. I suggested to my brother in private that his daughter may be a candidate for this procedure. He was deeply offended and angry over my remark. We are not talking. Was I over the line in making this suggestion in a private setting?
I'm interested in you guys' thoughts in this, but I understand where she was coming from.
Like, where was she coming you from? You understand where was she coming from? She was coming from?
Where was she for coming from?
Where was she coming from?
Because she started this off saying that the girl has a big nose, which means you have issues with the girl. You're not doing this to better the girl. You're doing this because you feel like your niece, who's 15 years old, who hasn't even grown into her looks, doesn't look attractive. This is the reason why Kylie Jenner went and got her lips and nose and everything plucked.
That's
because
not
of people
at all
like
what I was saying.
If she's going to be in a beauty pageant, in the beauty pageant world, she's got to be perfect.
Thank you, Bill. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Has to match
at that the age.
Listen, if you're going to, so saying like embracing your look and embracing yourself and your culture, and that's one thing, but if you're going to enter a world where they have a standard of perfection and this is the standard and this what you were judged, you need to do what you need to do.
Is this fucking ridiculous? Like, is this
what
real?
What do you mean a standard of perfection?
Like, this is real?
Like, a standard of perfection.
Really having this 10-year-old?
Stop.
Are y'all kidding? Like, are
y'all kidding? You told your brother that your 15-year-old niece should get a nose job because it was big and she's tiny. Like, how fucking stupid do you say?
No. So you're missing the point. The girl
No. The point is,
reiterating the point.
The point is. She's already won some.
Correct.
And if she's going to continue to win the way she looks, or she needs to stop doing it, because obviously they don't appreciate the type of beauty that she has, which more than likely she just has African-American features, and they want to give her more European. Like, fuck, are you crazy?
I understand. Listen, I understand I'm not saying that you cannot be beautiful if you don't have plastic surgery. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that girl saying that she has dreams and aspirations to enter pageants and to win Miss USA or to win Miss America, whatever. If the aunt,
you can't win it with your nose,
the aunt is seeing that she does not have a shot with this nose that she has on her face, and she thinks that, you know, she just gets a minor surgery that might help things along because she's perfect, you know, otherwise, and she feels like she has a shot to be really famous otherwise. And she wants to achieve her goals of being a beauty queen, then it's like, something
bro. That is literally the dumbest thing I've heard all week long. This is my seat for the week, because she is a dumb person. And like, the fact that you're so brainwashed that you would go to your brother and be like, your daughter doesn't meet the standard of beauty of these beauty pageants. You sound like a fool. And to be honest with you, if these people can't appreciate what this damn girl looks like,
that's all she did was suggest. She didn't say
Don't ever suggest to me that my child gets plastic surgery. You're dead to me if you do that. It's done. You go get plastic surgery because you don't fit my standard of intelligence. Get the hell away from me.
I'm with Dex. Like, you're dead to me. I would never speak to you again. Like, you have to be the stupidest person. Like, we don't even want you watching our show. Like, let me stop.
You would never speak to me again.
Watch our show. No, we're done. Like, I would never speak to you again after that.
Okay, so Chris,
I'm your brother.
Is it not the same thing as, okay, well, if you want to play football, you need to gain some weight, so you need to take some protein. Like, I feel like it's the same.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, and this is why.
Because what you're saying,
you have the ability to decide
what type of body type you want. No, I'm going to have to pause. I can't hear both of you.
What you're saying is it's okay for him to change his body for football, but it's not okay for her to change her body for pageantry? I don't get it.
Naturally change your body.
Right.
No, that's not because you're not getting your sports naturally. You're getting
by becoming
it
healthier and more athletic.
It's a supplement.
By working hard and regulating your diet, Jason, is one thing.
Jason, can you change your nose?
Go under the knife and get surgery is another thing. Like, you have to be stupid to
even understand that. It's not
to correlate the two of those, to correlate that and to actually try to sit up and defend it speaks volumes about the two of you. And I really hope you guys don't.
I don't think it does.
To me, about
like
my
it's children, a fair assessment. It's
you know, I think
that's not beautiful. I'm just saying, that's her goal. She has to do what she has to do.
I think that's a dangerous narrative.
If they said the girl needs to lose weight, I could say, like, okay, that's kind of similar. But to physically alter the girl's appearance, no.
You're altering your appearance if you change your weight. If you add,
but you know what I mean by, like, I'm talking about cosmetic surgery. That's different.
It's literally not, though.
Okay, well, you know what? You have a daughter. I'm gonna lower her damn self esteem so quick. I cannot wait.
You won't lower her self esteem because
I'm gonna lower her self esteem. I'm gonna say your nose is big, your lips is big. Like, you're gonna have to do, like, oh my god, get somebody pregnant now, because as soon as your daughter comes out the womb, I'm in her face. So, like,
don't play in my face. Hush.
I just felt that's baffling. Like, I thought that was going to be a short one, because I can't believe that anybody would agree. Like, people in the world, like, think that that's okay to say to people. Like, the things that happen, like, no. Don't explain anything to me. There's nothing for you to explain to me.
You're lumping what we're saying into general society, and that's not what
we're saying.
There's nothing for you.
I'm ready to move to the next thing. Listen. There's nothing.
We're moving on. Like how Jason does
that. There is nothing that is okay. I am ready to move to the next thing.
That you're not in love with yourself.
I am 100% ready. I'm not.
You gotta act like we're saying things that we're
more of this rhetoric. I will not spread it to our viewers. We are finished. Ma'am, you are wrong. Have a good day.
I'm good at listening.
Never speak to you again. Continue to watch our show. Send us your questions at Bro Talk.
Just listen.
No.
We're not saying that it's okay that you not embrace yourself.
We're done with this.
He's in football.
You're forcing your opinion into my ears. I just said no.
We're done with this topic. We moved on. Next.
I don't have good sense.
No means no.
Look, we have. Hold up. We have a right to say what we have.
Oh, Jason, I know.
To the public. Not to you guys. To the public. To the American public. All right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Donald.
Trying to vilify and denigrate us, and we're not going to stand for it. That's not what we're saying. All right.
Don't try to clean it up now because y'all sound stupid.
Pick a pet over your own mate? We discussed. Check this one out.
So here's an interesting one. Let's just let the advice fall where it may.
Bill already got a smile on his face.
Why would you start out like that? Like, you don't know us.
Apparently they watch the show.
People asked us to please not play around and laugh.
He said, grow up. You're going
to
do this.
I want you guys to give this person. I want us to be professional here. Just give us 5 minutes of professionalism and, calm down. and curb the laughter and things like that. Are you ready?
Professionalism, my desk at work.
Can we just get out of the last out?
So, I have a dog. The name is Jabari, and he's blind. He's a rescue dog, and he went blind about a year ago. My new boyfriend doesn't seem to be too sympathetic to this and will play with the dog by calling for it and then running the other way.
Wow.
Running to the other side of the room when Jabari, the dog, comes toward him. I tell him to stop this because it's cruel and my dog is the sweetest thing I know. My boyfriend is currently in college, and since my apartment is close to his school, he'll stop by my place to let Jabari outside to pee. The problem is I caught my boyfriend abusing my dog behind my back. I have a camera in my apartment for security purposes, and when I went to check the tape, I saw my boyfriend kicking Jabari and pulling him by the leash really hard when taking him outside. I told my boyfriend that I saw what he did, and he apologized, but I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who abuses animals. What if he becomes abusive to me? Should I call the police or forgive and forget? I think those are like really extreme, don't you think? Like, am I going to forgive you or am I calling the police? I think that's like...
I mean, those are the only two options here. Like, I think she's either going to get over it or she's going to stay pissed.
Right. There's like a middle ground where you can break up with him and not call the police on him.
But is that a breakup offense? I mean...
Well, if you abuse my dog, yeah, I would break up with you. I think that's ridiculous. Who does that?
I mean, if your dog, I feel like if your dog was hurt, Dex, why you
Jason, listen to this though. Like when I'm at work or away, you're going to my house and beating the shit out of my blind dog. Like,
You just said you got him kicking.
You're kicking it and pulling outside. You're beating the shit out of my blind dog. Like,
well, wait a minute. This guy really needs to ask himself, does he want to be with a girl that got cameras in her apartment?
Look.
He needs to ask himself. This guy is a pig. First off, this girl went out of her way. First off, he's a loser. He's a loser. He's a bum, and you got to get rid of him. Like, oh, you cannot be abusing. Don't text me. You cannot be abusing animals. You can't do that. Like, that's not okay. And the fact that you're even asking us this question, I'm not going to play you because I don't think this is funny at all. I'm offended. What I think you should do is drop him. Like, no, seriously, drop him. You
turned into a full white woman just then.
Jimmy?
No, because this is serious.
100% white woman right there.
And it's crazy because, like, before
I... Hand on the chest and everything.
Before we even got to the end of it, and it was like the hidden camera stuff, I was like, if he's beating on that dog, he's gonna beat on you. And when she said it, I'm like, oh my god, like that's what's gonna happen. Leave him now before it's too late. People who beat on animals and abuse animals will do some crazy things to human beings. Get rid of him now. He's a college student. He can go.
If your dog really is like as sweet as you say it is and it's blind and you felt like, I'm gonna come over to the apartment, I'm going to kick the dog. I'm going to like rip it outside and throw it in the yard.
Like you're just adding yeast to it. You never said rip outside. Like never said
pulling him really hard by the leash is the same thing as like get your ass out. Like pulling a dog, kicking the shit out of it. Like for what purpose? Like there's nothing behind his eyes but absolute crazy.
Right. I want to say. Let me tell you something. This man is a sociopath, and he has no remorse if he is, like, beating and wearing out a blind dog. Sis, you are next, and you need to get him up.
I'm, like, dead shocked that when he found out that you had cameras that he didn't, like...
Go off
on you. Like, the fact that you got out of that confrontation okay, I think is enough to say, like, enough is enough.
Like, I think it's enough to say that this guy won't abuse me if he didn't hit me when I told him that I had cameras.
No, that might, that might not have been the thing that said
off with the dog and he's working his way up to her.
But this is a new relationship. Like kids who burn and kill cats.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say that.
Are ones who grow up like, and then see, they grow
not
up
in every
and
instant. Are the,
in every instant, time, including yours.
There is not
100% of the time.
Yeah.
They are slicing off their parents' faces, chopping them up, putting them in a the freezer.
I never burned a cat. Like,
You didn't burn a cat, but you burned a bird. You burned squirrels. You
I
are so.
You bird. Are really. I burned a bird's nest on my roof.
Jason hold really on, does.
Before anything gets confused, let me tell the story for new viewers who haven't watched the show for the last
you
3 years.
Kill
3 years
the birds,
ago,
didn't you?
3 years like, ago, I told the story. 3 years ago, I told a story about birds that were on my roof and they were annoying
and
me.
And murdered them.
I did not all murder them.
Murdered them. Murdered the roof entire family. I
took the nest that was up there, which was making them make all that noise.
Murdered. Just
threw the nest somewhere else.
Not place it down lightly. Threw it.
Like a frisbee, but it wasn't like a.
You should
like
say that. That doesn't make it sound better.
You took up something, a home, a family. You uprooted a family and you killed its inhabitants.
They're just animals. They don't have feelings and stuff. We can move on though, because we already know he's a bad person.
And Jason hasn't been the same since then. Like he
has not been the same.
Like has never been the same. He's been like terrible. He's gotten worse every year.
So y'all call the police on me and this guy?
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
Yes, Hannah committed.
You need to get out now, honey.
So you think she should really call the police?
Yeah.
I think she should call the police, but listen, I think she should dump
them. Where is your wife? First you're throwing out birds, and next you'd be throwing her out.
We never heard from her in a while. She hasn't posted on social media in a while either.
I'm telling you, see, there it is.
Now I'm talking to you,
sir. That was Q&A, all jokes. The bird thing really did happen, though.
You did murder an entire family of birds.
Sociopath.
Viciously murdered. Not just like push it off. He tossed it to make sure there was no chance of survival. Like, even if he put it somewhere else or knocked it over. No,
relocated it.
The entire family of birds.
Cracked the eggs on the ground, tossed the little nest out the window.
Landed on the grass, so the eggs didn't crack out.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist. Diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. Went from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno sang to me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit that Lil Jon, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping and finessing, getting paid.
A lot of people's New Year's resolution is to hit the gym and get into shape. But what happens when someone has a problem with you cleaning up afterwards?
I have a peeve about wasting food and water. At my local gym after working out, I have noticed that some bathers just stand in the shower upward of 15 minutes, allowing the water to merely run down the drain. It drives me crazy knowing that there's such scarcity of clean drinking water in many parts of the world, and these clueless people are wasting so much of it. I only use water to wet down and then to rinse off the soap. In between, I turn it off. I'd like your opinion on what I should do or say. Would it be impolite to call this to the attention of the perpetrators? Or
you're dying.
Or should I just grit my teeth and mind? Should I mind my own business, or should I regulate other people's showers in the gym? Gee, what do you guys think?
That's asking. That is exactly what she said.
I think.
Or it. I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman because they didn't give a name. So it.
Oh my gosh.
They.
I mean, if it really bothers you, you should say something. Like, you should say.
So how do you go about it?
What you going to say?
How if you it go bothers about you, no. Pull that curtain back and tell them, say, like, you're not using this water, so turn it off. Like, that's a problem. Like, for me, no, seriously, because for me, like, I don't like people having the lights on. I went to my parents' house this past weekend for Thanksgiving dinner. They had every damn light on in the house as if you're, like, a freaking Christmas tree. Like, you're just lighting up the damn neighborhood. I turned all the lights off. Like, that's a problem. And I feel like
Why is that a problem? We're not going to run out of electricity.
But turn that off. Like, why do you have to have all the electricity on? Like, that's wasting, and it's just too much. Turn it off.
My question is, though, for our viewer, like, how do you go about this? Like, are you going to knock on the wall next to their shower and say, Excuse me, when I'm showering, I like to lather up, turn the water off and get off soapy, and then I turn it back on because it stops us from wasting water. You've been running the water for 15 minutes. Do you mind turning that off? Like, what the hell are you?
Because there are people in Somalia without any clean drink. Like,
absolutely. And I would also talk to the gym about it. Like, they need to do something about this. Then maybe they can make a sign or something that, like, don't waste water.
Let's take that premise that there are people in Somalia without clean drinking water. If we not use it, will they get it?
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Like, if we don't use it, are we just going to ship it over gallon that we didn't use?
Here's the thing. I mean, I completely understand where she's coming
from. No the hell you don't.
I don't. Okay.
No the hell you don't. You're in the gym regulating people's showers. Like, there's no explanation for this.
Yes, there is. And like, even when I brush my teeth, I hate when water's running when I brush my teeth. I always turn it off. So I feel you on this. And I really do think you should say something about it.
No, I do have a habit.
If I'm brushing my teeth and you ever come into the bathroom and turn my water off, I'm beating your ass.
Well, you know what? I'll take those hits, but that water will be off. And if you're taking a shower that's too long, I'm pulling back the curtain. I'm like, dude, turn the water off.
Let me tell you something. I learned this. Here we go. Wise lessons from grandma, right? So I learned a long, long time ago. I used to try to like, help all the people. Oh, turn that off. We're going to wait. People are hungry over here. Jesus said, the poor, I say, will always be with you. And grandma told me the best thing to do for poor people is not be one of them.
And so take
act rich, don't you say?
That was a good one. That was a good one. I liked it.
So, I mean, the answer to your question is that you need to mind your business, unfortunately. I can't see any good coming of that. Like, someone just worked out. They're all, you know, they're in one of those moves. You know how you get after you work out? Like, you might get your ass beat, to be honest with you. Finest, old finest, rolls, we can go, we can go. Keep watching me when folks still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry.
What happens when you're caught in the middle of your brother's infidelity?
My brother cheated on my sister-in-law recently while drunk. My girlfriend and I were there the night it happened and tried to intervene, only to be told that we were misinterpreting things. Both my brother and the woman he cheated with have separately confirmed that they slept together. The woman has implied that this isn't the first time my brother has cheated on his wife. While my brother has confessed, the one-time event to my sister-in-law, she has no idea that we knew then or know now. So I know he's not being completely honest. My girlfriend and I have very different ideas about how to handle this. She wants to make sure he told her everything and not just lied. I want to leave it alone. What's your opinion? Do we think we should intervene in other people's business, or shall we insert ourselves into someone else's relationship?
I'm always about leaving everybody's business to themselves. So I'm leave it alone.
Minding my own, but the best, you know, that's actually Bible. The Bible says, study to mind your own business. That's what the Bible says.
I mean, so, although this is your sister.
I don't like to mind my own business. I like to talk. So what I would do, I wouldn't go to the girl because I feel like that's a lot. Like the sister-in-law, I feel like that's a lot. But what I would do is talk to my brother. And I would just be like, you can't do stuff like that. It's not cool. I don't want you doing that around here. And like, if it happens again, like, I'm going to like take it a step further and tell her, like, if you do your dirt on your own, don't involve me in it. Because once you did it in the area where I'm at and my wife is at, I'm involved now and I don't want to be involved. So unless you want me to go to your wife and discuss this with her, you better come clean and you better not do it again around me.
Here, let me say this, bro, man, I don't know if you believe in, you know, I don't know what you believe in.
Yes.
First Thessalonians 4:11 says, and make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, and be careful to mind your own.
Oh, did you just have your Bible waiting for you just over there?
I you know, when I hide the word in my heart, I might.
You know, I was in church and they
you
said,
"You can thump that Bible all you want, but like that boy was thumping that girl on my couch. I have a problem, and I'm gonna say something.
No, put him out.
What I learned recently is that we should only give advice if it's written directly in the Bible. So I think that's a good idea. Just mind your business. No, I'm kidding. But
this is his brother. Like, the person who wrote this is a man. This is his brother.
Exactly.
And
I would definitely talk to my brother. Like, if my brother was cheating on his wife, which I think is utterly ridiculous to do, I would definitely say something to him and speak directly with him. However, I wouldn't intervene to, quote unquote, make sure he's told her everything. Like,
yeah, I mean,
that part is not my business. He has obviously admitted to an infidelity. She knows that there was infidelity. She can decide to work it out on her own. I don't need to, quote unquote, make sure she has all of the information that I have, because it's not any of my business. It's not my relationship. If she wants to work it out because there was infidelity, then it's his job to be honest with her completely, but she knows that there it was there. So that's all that really matters, isn't it?
Right. I guess. I mean, unless he lied about the infidelity and he just said, "Oh, we just made out" or something like that.
For real, I didn't know that was his birth. So, like, an honest conversation, like, "Yo, is everything cool? Like, you cheating on your wife?" Like, one of them. But I'm not calling my sister. All like, "Girl, get me from he over here." No.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't do that either. You talk to your relative.
So, what do you tell your girlfriend? What do you tell the girlfriend who's over here trying to play mobile?
That's not your place. That's it. You're not a wife. You need to mind your business.
I would kind of understand where she's coming from though, because she wouldn't. This is a situation that she could also be in.
Listen, so you're nobody's wife. You need to mind your business.
I would explain to her.
That's what the Bible says.
I would explain to her like how I wanted to handle it and the reasoning I wanted to handle it. I don't want to be super involved in this, but I do want to express that something's not right. Like, I feel like she deserves. I mean, she was a witness to it too, so she's probably hurt by this as well. So I would, if I was her, I would want an explanation. So I if I'm the guy that's in this situation, my brother did this, I would give her an explanation. I would give her the respect to give her one.
Got the feeling, tell me why I cry when I feel it, tell me why, tell me why. Ooh, got the feeling, tell me why I cry when I feel it, tell me why, tell me why.
There are certain benefits to being in a relationship, and by benefits, we mean actual benefits.
This one's good. All right, here we go. After.
Oh, you just read the first five words, and you said, "Oh, this one's good."
Yep.
After I had an affair, my husband ended our 8-year marriage. We've been living separately for almost 4 months. Despite many pleas on my part to reconcile, I finally begun to accept that he does not view me as a life partner anymore for extremely valid reasons. He has drawn up and sent me some very fair divorce papers and has displayed a lot of patience about my taking some time to sign them. I'm currently employed as a freelancer at a news publication.
Ooh, another news publication, Dex.
For more than a year, but don't yet have any employee benefits. Most pressingly, health insurance. Ooh, no, girl.
Volunteering?
Jason, we got that bullet.
I have gotten some vague promises that I am next in line for a staff position, but no hard timing and no indication of a move in that direction. I am resilient on my.
Reliant.
I'm sorry, I am reliant on. I can correct my own stuff.
Sorry.
I'm reliant on my husband's health insurance to control. Listen. An intense anxiety disorder and for therapy to help me process my feelings on our.
No.
I told you.
I do not want to saddle myself with crippling financial burden just to maintain my mental health. It is.
I'm sorry. I don't want to cry at this person.
It's moral to delay the divorce.
Come on, Ty. Come on, Reed.
Is it moral to delay the divorce process until I can secure employee benefits? Should I be looking for another
job? Reed, Ty, come
on. Even though the stability of a job I love is one of the few bright spots in my life right now. Oh, sign a Bro Talk viewer that Ty is not allowed to judge.
I am in tears. Oh my gosh. There were so many twists.
Oh, viewer.
Oh, viewer.
Dear viewer, I am not here to judge. But
if I were,
I would say something along the lines of, bitch. You know better, don't you? There's no way. No way that you cheated on your husband and decided that I'm going to hang around.
What the word from laughing so hard?
So that I can do the job that my cheating self loves, because I want to A, process my feelings about my cheating and enjoy my shitty job. Like, that is what you think is the right thing to do. And then you're going to write to us, men, all men, to say, is that moral?
It might not be a woman. It's black. It might not be a woman.
Oh, whatever. What are we talking about here?
It might be a man. Maybe
it doesn't matter. We're all men. Don't do it. Leave. It's time for you to go. Sign the papers. You're not using this man for his insurance. And can he kick her off anyway? Or him off, whoever the hell?
Well, I don't think he's trying to. I think he's just being patient through the divorce proceedings. But she or he is like prolonging it so that they can still keep the medical benefits.
Is that fair to you? Like, haven't you put this person through enough already? I find that selfish.
Like, well, God, that is the definition of selfish.
If you cheat on somebody, like, there's a level of selfishness there, period. So, like, this doesn't surprise me at all. Like, none of this stuff here surprised me, that you would cheat on somebody and think they're still supposed to, like, help you and take care of you and stuff like that. The fact that you were with somebody and your source of income was freelancing speaks volumes about you, too. Like, you were with this man for 8 years, and at some point during the 8 years, you decided to take a position freelancing, which means that this person was more than likely covering all your bills while you were cheating on them. So that's the reason why they think this is okay, because they've been living this life for quite some time.
Right.
No, and I was joking when I first approached this, but the stuff that people think is okay is very shocking to me. And I don't know what world, like, maybe I was sheltered. Like, that's what I'm starting to think, because I don't know what world people live in. I would never do something like this. Like, I just wouldn't do it. I don't understand that mindset. Like, I don't understand that at all.
Ended it, like, after the divorce.
I would have, yes. I would figure it out on my own, because I'm I'm divorced.
But those anxiety medications, I'm sure, are very expensive.
Well, I'm sorry. You need to get a job. You need to get a job that can support your anxiety, and you need to get a job that gives you insurance. The School District of Philadelphia is hiring, if you're interested.
Right.
Where you can get insurance, and you're going to have to freelance on your own time, because your mental health, as you say, is more important than the job you love, even if it is the only ray of light you have. You're going to have to live through the darkness then, because you are not about to sit on this person's insurance. I want you off by tomorrow.
Amen. All right. Well, we'll do the next few. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Not only do I want you off tomorrow, where is the fool still letting you do this?
Well, I mean, it probably.
I don't think he can get
off. With most insurances, though, like you'll probably be on there for like a year or so anyway. Until
yeah, they don't audit until after that year is over. Like it's not you just get.
So
off.
If you can't find another job, I mean, really, like the government, Barack Obama, is helping you out in this situation.
Watch your mouth. He's still President Obama.
So
forever.
Just ride it out for the rest of the year, and just know that you really got to use this year to get your life together, because you can't do no stunts like this ever again in life. Ever. And I mean it.